Hello, everyone. Ooh, that was really loud. let me get my notes real quick. So, yeah, this is so fun. I'm so excited to be here. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my testimony and what Jesus has done, how Rev has impacted my life, just like these two other beautiful people did. That was awesome, guys. Made me a little teary at the end, Esther. So, yeah, I have always known Jesus since as long as I can remember. Me and Jesus have been best friends since, like, second grade. I never really remembered when I gave my life to Jesus. I don't have a memory. I got baptized when I was 9, so that was sick. Was filled with the joy of the Lord. It was awesome. But I never really had a moment where I, like, can remember that I gave my heart to the Lord. But I've always known Jesus. My parents raised me to go after the things of God. They raised me to hunger for Him. They raised me to never be comfortable in my faith, to always seek after more. And that's just great because it's really shaped everything in my life and how much I hunger for the Lord now. So, yeah, there was a time in my life, and it was middle school. If you're in middle school, I'm praying for you. middle school was terrible. It was so bad, guys. I was bullied for talking about Jesus too much. Like, what a weird thing to get hate on. But, yeah, I was bullied for talking about Jesus too much. I had some really weird, manipulative friends. And I would just go, I'd get home from school every day, and I would just be so sad and so depressed. And it just wasn't a great time. But, like I said, I always knew Jesus, so He was, like, my best friend. So I would just spend a lot of nights in my room, laying on my bed, crying, and Jesus was, like, right there. He was constantly just like, I love you, I'm proud of you, you're doing so awesome. And, yeah, now I'm about to cry. But Jesus is so great in middle school. And so around that time, I also started reading my Bible every day. So my mom, she started a New Testament in a Year Bible plan, and I know most people don't like them. I didn't think I was either, but I did it because I'm a very task-oriented person, and, like, I wanted to, like, click the little button that said I did it, but I couldn't lie about it, so I had to actually read the Bible. So I was reading it every day, and that was shaping how I viewed Jesus. I was now starting to see Him in different ways than I expected. I started seeing Him as, like, the suffering servant in my life and, like, what He paid for. And so, yeah, then 2020 hit. I almost said 2022. 2020 hit, and every friend I had is gone. I'm all alone now. It was a sad time, guys. It was a sad time. So I lost all of my school friends. They just didn't talk to me anymore. I lost all my church friends. It was so dramatic. I just had my brother, Justin, you know? Like, I'm not even joking. I was so lonely and, like, so sad. And I know that's so lame, but I was sad, guys. So, yeah. I mean, to the point where I was literally, like, crying every night, begging Jesus for friends. Like, it was such a dark time. But it's okay. The Lord is there. He delivered me. It was a great, great moment to be alive. So, yeah, it was so bad. It's okay, though. So, again, Jesus is doing the same thing. He was still telling me how proud He was of me. He was like, I have friends for you. I'm refining you in this moment. Just stick with me. Be with me. And so I did. I chose to still be best friends with Jesus, and it was a great decision. And so then I started going to this church, not this church, but a different church. And it was one of those situations where you had a core friend group and you're, like, trying to be in the friend group, but, like, you weren't a part of the friend group. And it was, like, that weird, like, do they like me? Do they not? And it just wasn't a great situation. And so I was talking to Justin about it one day, and I said, what should I do? And he said, just leave and come to Rev. And I was like, that's a great idea. So I came that night, and guys, what did I have to lose? I already had no friends. Like, so I came that night, and it was actually the best thing. It was the best decision. I'm so glad my brother said that. I just remember walking through those doors and seeing a room full of people my age that were hungry for the Lord. And I could tell that God was in the room, And I could tell everyone knew God was in the room and they wanted him to be there. And I was never before that, never in an atmosphere where people were actually seeking after the things of God in radical ways. And it was so beautiful. And so later that night, Justin was driving. He was like, so did you make any friends? And I was like, no, but Jesus is so faithful and he's so good. And these people are hungry for the Lord. And I'm so ready for it and I'm down for that. So I'm going to keep coming back. And so I kept coming back. And then 2 weeks later, I met Esther. And so this is such a God thing because it was the only two gals our age in our crew that were there. And a few months after that, Esther told me she probably would have talked to me, but like not taking the time to really get to know me because, you know, you have other friends, you talk to other people. So I would have done the same thing, like, you know. But I really got to know Esther. We were talking about like Hallmark movies and like our favorite candies. It was it was a weird time. But I finally had a friend, guys. So I went home that night. Yeah. So I went home that night and I cried and I was thanking Jesus. I was like, thank you, Lord. I have people. Thank you, Jesus. And I was just so thankful. Like, I have never been so thankful for these beautiful people here. I'm like legit. It was rough and the Lord blessed me. One thing though that I didn't want is I didn't want the blessing that God gave me to become my priority. I still wanted Jesus to be my priority and my end all be all. And so I was still trying to steward that relationship that I had with the Lord. And I was still reading my Bible. I started the Old Testament when I met Esther. And they're like, what are you reading? And I was like, I have no idea, but I'm in it. So we were just reading. I was reading the Bible and I was still getting to know him. And it was just a great time. And then I started having like wild encounters with Jesus. I can remember I think a year into coming, I came down to an altar call and I was standing like right there and I was on my knees and someone was singing Love Notes from Upper Room on worship and me and Jesus were just sitting there singing to each other. And like, I remember like it was yesterday, guys. It was such a beautiful moment I had with the Lord. A few months ago, I was over there in the back and all I could say was, holy, 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 the precious Lamb of God. Like, what am I saying? Like, who am I? I'm like, it was blowing my mind, but I've just seen Jesus in ways that I never expected. And so by being in Rev, I've really seen Jesus more than just my best friend. I've started to see him as Lord and Savior of my life. So like, you know, the person they talk about in Isaiah 53 and Jesus, how he suffered and he bled and he died for our iniquities and our transgressions. I've started to see him more in that way. I remember a few Easters ago, Justin was talking about the like physical pain that Jesus went through on the cross. And I just remember sitting there like literally crying the entire time. I mean like sobbing because I was finally realizing Jesus as the suffering servant, as the person who literally bore my sins. And it was blowing my mind because just like Esther said, if he didn't bless me or do anything else, him dying on the cross is enough. Like I can't even comprehend it. I've also started to see Jesus as the conquering king, you know, him coming back with eyes of fire and revelation. You see it on the throne. I guess it was wild, and I'm so excited. Like, it's going to be crazy. And so that was part of me saying, like, you're holy, holy, holy in the back over there. And I've really started to see Jesus in new ways by being here. But I didn't want to just see Jesus from 6:30 to 8:30 on a Wednesday night. I wanted it to be a daily thing. Like, if I was having radical encounters with the Lord here, why can't I have them at home? And so I was really trying to pour more and more into my quiet time with the Lord. Like, Justin 2 weeks ago talked about prayer and how you enter his gates with praise and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and praise? Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that. And he was like, you need to use your voice. You need to open your mouth. Guys, why did I not put this together earlier? I was literally sitting there, like, bawling my eyes out because I guess I found, like, a secret code or something. Like, I was like, how did I not know? And so I've been doing that the past few weeks, and it's been changing the way I pray. I've been super tired these 2 weeks because I went to prom and homeschool prom. It was so bad, guys. But I've been, like, really tired from all those things. You know, you wouldn't think homeschool prom would wear you out, but it did. So, it was so bad. It's okay. So, Yeah, I've just been tired, and so I've been taking that into practice and, like, opening my mouth and using my voice to thank him, and it's been making me feel more refreshed. It's been giving me more energy. And then Sam last week was talking about speaking in tongues. Guys, I've been trying to speak in tongues every day. I feel so edified. Like, I might still be stressed and all the fun things, but, like, I am so edified, and I feel like I'm seeing Jesus more than I ever have. So, yeah, I would say the biggest thing that Rev has done for me is it's taught me how to have a personal devotion and desire and hunger for Jesus. Like, I can confidently say that in middle school, I was not hungry for the Lord. I was hungry for friends. And now I can say that I am hungry for Jesus. I am hungry to see his face. I desire to be with the Lord. And it just blows my mind because I was not there a few years ago. So, yeah, kind of to conclude all of that, please, please, please take what you learn in Rev with you home. It'll change your life, like I promise. I know sometimes these messages about going nitty-gritty in the Bible, it might be boring, or you might be like, what are they talking about? But it will actually change your prayer life. It'll change how you read the Bible, how you comprehend it. It'll change how you pray. So please take these things home with you. Another thing is, I know my testimony might not be that crazy. I was just a lonely kid. I didn't, like, become addicted to drugs or anything, like, wild, and the Lord came in a vision. I didn't have anything like that. But I can say that when I was lonely, I could have picked other things to fulfill my life, and I picked Jesus. So if you have a testimony that's not crazy, it's still powerful. God still did awesome things in your life, despite whether you ran a million miles away and you came back. If you ran a mile away and came back, it's still powerful, and it's still God, and it's still beautiful. So, yeah, that's all I got.